Hello there. Welcome to the Youthful and Useful podcast by Leap Africa. My name is Joy Gbinedion and I will be your host for today. This is another exciting episode to share with you useful information for personal development. Now, before I get into what we will be discussing today, I would like to remind you that you are a champion. Yes, you. You are powerful beyond measure and you are meant to shine. It is no more news that the future of Africa rests on the shoulders of young people. And we have what it takes to transform Africa. So do not limit yourself. Instead, be intentional about your self-development so that you can become a useful asset for the Africa of our dreams. Now, how much of the potential in modern technology are you leveraging for your personal development? With the internet, you have a variety of ways to access information and tools that are useful for your personal and career growth. The question still is, how much are you maximizing these technological opportunities? Now, on today's episode of the Youthful and Useful podcast, we will be discussing the importance of leveraging digital technology and the variety of opportunities it presents to us. And I will be having this chat with the Senior E-Learning Coordinator at Leap Africa. So, dear listener, welcome with me, Ferdinand Eruka. Hello, Ferdinand, and thank you for joining me today.
It's good to be here.
Oh yes, it is good to have you here. So let us start with you telling us what you do as the Senior E-Learning Coordinator at Leap Africa.
My job is focused around managing the e-learning unit at the Leap Africa organization. So we are in charge of all our learning products that are online. We also bring out, you know, initiatives on how best people can work, coming up with, you know, very innovative ways, because we have diverse target audience around Africa. So I'm really the one in charge of that and seeing how that can work in long term, and seeing how we can, you know, bring people on board, join us, you know, into how e-learning can be pushed out in Africa.
Well, that's so interesting to know. Thank you for sharing. So let's get into it. What is the place of digital technology in Leap Africa? I mean, what function does digital technology perform in Leap Africa?
Okay, so before we even deep dive into, you know, what the place of technology is for Leap Africa, it's always good to know what is technology to start with. So in simple terms, technology definitely is science, knowledge of science, just being practicalized. So when we look at, you know, people do a lot of research on certain things and you say, okay, we've done research on this, we've gotten data from this and that. What kind of technology can we create that can, you know, distribute this knowledge? We can escalate it more to, you know, see more practical use on how it works. So now bringing down to the question. So technology for us at Leap Africa is, how can we be more innovative? How can we be more inclusive? How do we spread more around Africa? Leap Africa is very focused on, you know, on Africa and how Africa can be better. So Leap Africa has been very focused on technology for the past couple of years now to say technology works. We can get to people with technology, be it platforms, through platforms, be it through, you know, hardware, be it through software. And the e-learning department is very focused on that, digital support, technology. We want to be able to say we are in a particular location and we can reach out to certain target audience in a particular location and still deliver effective trainings or whatever it is based on our programs and projects. So technology for us is very, very important in everything we do. Even working with us, you get to find out that we are technology bound by so many things, even down to our processes, payment processes, even down to how we learn. Everything is all infused with technology. So yeah, technology is very, very important for us here at Leap Africa.
Thank you, Ferdi. Yes, I agree with you that technology works, right? But can you please share how technology has helped the transformative work at Leap Africa?
So there are some key things that technology has helped us. Access to information is very, very important. So information, now I'm talking about the web. Everybody now has access to the web. And kind of work we're doing, we need to always do research. And having access to the web and the kind of partners, people that are doing things out there. We have a lot of people doing initiatives out there. Another thing technology has helped us is communication. So having to communicate with someone in another country far away from you via mail, via calls, via whatever it is now, WhatsApp, Telegram, and the likes. Communication has been better. Unlike before, you have to send a letter. Can you imagine sending a letter to a partner somewhere in, let's say, Uganda? When does he get there? You know, when does he get to the person's desk? When does the person have time to digest it? When does the person have time to reply? With technology now, you know, it's just, you're just a dial away or even just an email away. Oh, we have an issue here. You know, we have to escalate quickly and stop. We need this an urgent, you know, attention to it. Technology has also helped us to learn better. So we have a learning management system where we have products, most of our courses, you know, around, centered around leadership. And we've been able to deploy this, you know, to different kind of beneficiaries. And this also gives us the room to learn how or know how people want to learn. So we have a monitoring evaluation unit here where we do baseline and end line. And that affects also our work at the e-learning side. So we always like to see where people are at the beginning. Then we always would like to see where they are at the end when they take a particular course. So technology has been able to let us know how people, you know, people's learning curve, were they able to learn from this content that was delivered to them? What's the feedback? You know, is this content now obsolete? Where are people heading to? Are we following the world standard? So even for us as an organization, you know, when we even deliver content or even through our learning management system, we always like to look at what other people are doing too. We always like to know that, okay, what has changed? Technology has also helped us to save time in so many things. So like, for instance, you know, we have platforms that we work with that enables, you know, some of our work we do here. So simple things as like platforms like MailChimp, you know, SurveyMonkey, all these things help. Another thing that technology has helped us to do is, you know, we have some platforms that have AI in them. We have a program called Social Innovators Program. Now, the Social Innovators Program is to get, you know, young innovators who are doing, you have like social change projects in Africa. And now we get tons of people coming to the application process. It can be very brain draining to going through close to 2,000, 3,000 applications. Now, you have an AI program that helps you, you know, select that. You know, it helps you. You already know you've given it the information you want. Okay, this is what I'm looking for. You need to filter as this goes on. So also sometimes we go back to review some in case AIs are not perfect. You know, artificial intelligence are not that perfect, but that helped us over time to get where we are. So yeah, that's really the advantage, one of the real advantages or some of the advantages or aspects of advantages that technology has really helped us here at Leap Africa.
Amazing. Wow. Beyond the ways that technology has been useful in Leap Africa, how is technology useful to human beings in general? I mean, especially in this post-COVID society.
Well, it's still almost in the same lines. So better communication, you know, it has really helped, you know, humanity to connect more. There's more connection, there's more networking because of technology. I can be in Nigeria and I know what is going on in Canada or in Finland. We remember 2020, the pandemic era, Zoom just became like a god overnight. And funny enough, you know, there've been platforms, technology has happened, you know, these things have been existing for quite some time, but they've not had, you know, their time to shine. And this now, you know, that pandemic really just brought it up. I remember those days, even before Zoom, it was, Skype we used to use then. I remember working with Skype a lot. You know, Skype was more like the go-to place for meetings, you know, especially for like FaceTime. And you know, now you have iPhone that has its own FaceTime, you have Zoom, you have Google Meet, there a whole lot, there's Microsoft Teams. That is a whole lot of, you know, technology bound platforms that now brings that communication together, even down to WhatsApp now. WhatsApp now has its own, you know, group calls. Everybody can do video group calls. I remember it used to be like limited to whether two or four. But now you have more than that. Your Instagram is there, Instagram Live, Twitter and stuff. Those things have helped, you know, they kind of help, and it's cost effective. So yeah, I think technology has done, you know, a lot for us in that aspect.
Now, from your personal interaction with technology, I mean, can you speak to ways technology has been helpful to young people in particular, or the benefits that it brings to young people?
So technology has really helped, especially in, you know, in this present generation, where you can see that young people are learning because they have access to this technology. So of recent, you notice how Africans, young Africans are now into photography. You know, a lot of them are doing very improved level of photography. And when you find out, this person didn't even learn it from school. Through technology, they've been able to just, through their smartphones, they've learned online. Oh, this is how, you know, this can come out. You're seeing a lot of good things happening. I'm looking at the different categories. There's the photography area. There's the area of music. I can remember when I was still a bit young, and we used to have this music platform called Fruity Loops, where we just start playing around with it, and you know, just playing around with all the keys, you didn't have to go to music school to learn it. So what it does, it already had default buttons, it had the guitars in there, drums in there. All you need to just arrange it how you wanted, you know, sync it to how you wanted. And I know more than 10 people who are now music producers because of that. So they've been able to become music producers by just learning that, and not like anybody taught them. Sometimes these things just come with very minimal, guide. Sometimes even the tutorial you see is from somebody else who has been trying out. He has not figured it out. You know, dropped a video. Oh, this is how to use it. Oh, this is what this one does. And we've seen that play out. Even, you know, the present generation are, you know, into music, present generation are into photography, present generation are into animation. I can even use myself as an example. Although I went to an art school, as much as I specialized in graphics, you know, my department did not teach me animation. I learned animation when I was doing my IT, my third year, did my IT. And that was through, you know, YouTube. It was this guy to follow then, draw with Jazza. His name is Jazza. And I learned how to use the, then it was called Adobe Flash. Now it's called Animate CC now. Nowadays, you now have positions like social media manager. Never saw that coming, because that wasn't a job title. Before them, growing up, you just say, oh, you want to be a doctor, engineer, lawyer. And you also have aspect of entertainment, you know, apart from music, you have comedy. I remember when, you know, Instagram started the whole, how many seconds? I think it was 10 seconds, 15 seconds. Very short comedy, and you laugh for like 15 seconds and stuff. Now you have a lot of comedians, a lot of big comedians that are now acting in big movies just through technology, that they go exposed, you know, go exposed to the world and stuff like that. So you see likes of Aki and Popo's stuff, you know, used as memes in other countries now. You see a Snoop Dogg posting Aki and Popo's meme, and that's technology. Technology has exposed, especially for us in Africa, even Nigeria as a whole, that, you know, people are now getting to, you know, hear other people's, you know, art, you know, their creative art. I remember growing up, so I used to rock, metal rock, Bon Jovi, Linkin Park, AC/DC, Ozzy Osbourne. That was kind of music I listened to, but, you know, technology started expanding. You started getting to hear other kind of music, especially in Africa. And the fact that, yeah, I grew up in Nigeria, Afrobeat, interesting. Started hearing about Amapiano. Oh, then it's going to South African house. I was like, oh, this is interesting. You know, started getting to get deep into that. So hearing other people's, you know, craft from other countries, that's what technology does. So open room to, you know, having access to other African, you know, and that creates jobs, creates, you know, a level of, creates a career for people. So yeah, technology has really helped a lot of the young people today, and that's how they can leverage it. You know, learn every day, see things, see what people are doing, what's new, what's happening. Technology does that for you. Yeah.
Wow, that was quite insightful, Ferdinand. And I'll just ask that you know, recommend some online platforms that can be useful for young people.
Okay, so there are a lot of platforms, and the platforms are based on the categories. You know, we're talking about a wide range of categories. So arts, entertainment, science, you know, business. there are so many. And in Africa, one of the fastest ways to learn, I always tell you, the fastest e-learning platform in the world is YouTube. The fastest in the world. So I remember when I got into learning, the first course they told me to create was how to fry eggs. And you know, it was funny, I thought, how am I going to create this course, you know, blah, 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 and all that. And I went to YouTube and I saw how they came up with it. And YouTube kind of became my benchmark for any time I wanted to create a course. So the only difference between YouTube is that YouTube is not as interactive. So we have other interactive platforms. We have, you know, platforms that can give you, deliver you learning, and you can interact. You know, they can quiz you, because YouTube will not quiz you. Oh, you want to learn how to cook, let me give you a difficult soup now, maybe Oha soup. And there's no way to interact. It's either that the soup comes out, your whatever taste you taste, you can't taste it from, you know, the screen and stuff. But I've seen some very innovative ways of how people can create that same content you're seeing, you know, how to create an maybe Oha soup. They have an interactive way of doing it on their platforms. So one of the platforms is, you know, learn.lipafrica.org. Our platform at Leap Africa, you know, Learning with Leap Africa, is a platform that gives you content that is, you know, centered around your self-leadership. Everything is designed around leadership, particularly for you as an individual. So we have courses on self-leadership, we have courses on transformative leadership, we have courses on give back projects, we have courses on self-awareness. Very, very interesting ones. And it also targets, you know, the different types of audience we have. So for instance, we have a category of courses called on a project called Lead the Way. So Lead the Way is a project for teenagers. It's a program for teenagers. Initially, we used to do the program at the physical level. So what that program does is that it's to instill learning, to make them understand themselves early enough. Then you also expose them to areas in Nigeria where, you know, they see their mates, their age mates, you know, how, where they live, you know, how their communities are. This stirs up a lot of, oh, I need to, you know, when I come back, I need to give back to my community. So like I said, we used to run it, you know, as a very physical level. But when COVID came, we now saw the need, you know, we had to re-strategize and say, okay, we can deliver this, you know, we can deliver this at an e-learning level. And we did that. We were able to come up with the self-mastery cohorts. So the self-mastery cohorts has, you know, the self-leadership, has the visioning and goal setting, has the act and act of leadership, also has the ethics and values. You know, these are very core skills that helps you as a person, as an individual. And also, it's one of the biggest traits for being a leader. When people say, oh, leaders are born, personally, I would tell you, leaders are made. Because you can have, you can have that aspect of saying, okay, you have some traits of a leader, but you need to nurture those things. You need to nurture them into becoming a proper leader. We have that on our platform. We also have an aspect on our platform, you know, for teachers. We have give back projects. So we always say that, okay, teachers are one of the biggest advantages, or they are the biggest stepping stone for you as a youth or as a child. You know, when you are growing. In the world, because you spend more time, you know, at school with your teachers, they're more like role models to you. Is whatever happens there kind of sticks more than even your parents. And so we had to tackle that and say, okay, some of the teachers also need this. So we created courses for these teachers that they can, you know, escalate to their students that are always with them. So we have courses for teachers. Then we didn't forget the youths. Youths are also important too. So we have courses for youths that are in university level. We call the program Youth Leadership Program, where we have very great facilitators who have worked with youths globally. And, you know, they delivered, you know, excellent content. And we have that. If you go to our platform, you will see the ratings on how these things have worked, how people have changed, how people have, you know, gone from A, point A, and now in point T, and saying, oh, this has really changed them. So we have that, minus just our platform, which is, Leap. Places that are very interesting, you know, Coursera is one of the most, you know, talked about learning platform in the world today. We have a lot of courses on Udemy. We have a lot of courses on, you know, EDX. Yeah, there are so many. There's Open Sesame. Some people don't want to pay for certain things. Yeah, some people don't want to pay. But I always say that excellence is expensive. But before you even get there, you know, you need to have that interest. And if you want to have that interest, you need to actually do research. Yeah, that like our own platform, we have free courses, a lot of free courses there, you know, because we see it as giving back, we see it as giving back. We advocate for certain things to grow. Minus that, I always tell people that, you know, learning is every day. So there's just even giving an example. I was watching the BBC Pidgin on Instagram, and there was this guy they projected, a 17-year-old guy, I think he's called Issa or something like that, from the northern part of Nigeria, and he created a robot out of, you know, cartons, cardboard, and some, you know, wires, and he did that during the 2020 incident. He was at home, he just went online, he was just looking at how it was done, and he started creating. He's just 17 and he has created, like, you need to see the video. You know, he was there, you know, he had created how the hands were moving. You know, it was synced with his own hand, so anytime he moved his hand, the robot's hand would move. And he was just explaining how, you know, when he was doing it, they were discouraging him and stuff. But, you know, that's just learning from YouTube. Now imagine if he, you know, had access to some other platforms. You know, there are a lot of platforms, you know, to learn. You know, sometimes even just typing on Google to say how to, it is the simplest thing you can do in your life. Especially, you always learn a skill. I always tell people, learn a skill. Always learn a skill. So yeah, I think that's really just my answer to that question.
Now, Ferdy, let's talk about the hazards. I mean, the internet has developed to become a world of its own. Almost everything can be done via the internet. And there's information about almost everything on the internet. And when people get connected to the internet, there's this tendency, you know, to just remain there, jumping from one page to another, swiping left and right, from one social media platform to the other. And the challenge is, sometimes we spend so much time on things that are less valuable when there are other content with great value for young people. So what would your advice be to young people on the use of internet for personal and professional benefits?
Wow. Okay. So this is a tough question, because why I say it's a tough question, because, you know, the internet, like you said, it's a world of its own, and sometimes you can get lost in that world. The content that is online now, if you lose focus, you don't even know what you're doing again. So this is now like the unhealthy part of technology. Let me just put it that way. So the unhealthy part of technology is that some people have, you know, they've used technology to create a whole lot of, bad out there. So my advice always be that, okay, when you're going there, you need to be very focused. You need to know why you're going there. Everything you do has to be very deliberate. You just need to be focused. You just need to know where you want to go to. Sometimes you go on Twitter and if you're not careful, you find yourself somewhere else, or you're attacking somebody on a comment. So I always advise, when you're going to the web, know the kind of people you follow, one, because you must attract the kind of people you want, you know, to influence your life, especially if you're looking for a career. So for instance, I remember when I was having issues with, you know, saving, financial management and stuff, you know, the technology helps you with that too, because the moment you type finance, you know, on any technology platform, there is an algorithm that automatically just says, Ferdinand wants to, you know, see things in finance. I know where he's heading at. So it throws in those kind of contents to you. That's how I found out about Money Africa. I was now able to balance my finance. I knew how to manage well, how to budget well, and stuff like that. Yeah, so how I stumbled on Money Africa was, I was looking at how to, you know, control my finances, how to budget well, how to plan well. And I just stumbled on Money Africa because of the algorithm helps me to do that. So, you know, the kind of people you follow also, you know, it's always good to have a mentor or someone you look up to in a particular area in your career or whatever you want to be. Even if you're an entrepreneur, you still have a career. Even if you're not working for anyone, you still have a career. So if you're into music, following the likes of Don Jazzy, you know, you see the business side of things, that's how things work with business. You understand that, okay. And the more you do that, the more you see the music the business in music, the more you get to see content on that kind of thing. So technology has even helped us do that. It helps you filter out, you know, some of those things. So you need to also be careful what you are feeding yourself with. So especially if you know that, okay, this is where I want to head to, and this is where I need to, you know, I need to go to. Yeah, that's really just my advice on how you can do that. The world are very busy, like it's a big world. You know, how you can get lost there very, very easily. Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you, Ferdinand, for sharing this insightful information. I'm so glad that you could join me today.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's a pleasure being here. Yeah.
Dear listener, that was Ferdinand Eruka, the Senior E-Learning Coordinator at Leap Africa. And as he said, technology works, and it has changed the approach to many things in different ways. Technology has simplified processes and has helped increase productivity. You know, individuals and organizations are encouraged to leverage technology for better results. But he also added that you have to be focused on things that are valuable to you when you access the internet, because the internet is like a world of its own, and you can get lost in it if care is not taken. I am sure you have learned from this podcast. Please remember to share with your friends and take time to listen to other episodes you might have missed. You can always listen to the Youthful and Useful podcast via Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, or anchor.fm/Leap Africa. And it is also available on the Leap Africa website at www.leapafrica.org. Once more, my name is Joy Igbinedion, and until I come your way again, stay youthful and useful.